Hey, howdy. I'm going to Texas, Dallas. I'm going to the NRA annual convention. This year it's being held in Dallas. It's going to be a great time, and I can wear a cowboy hat if I want. It's going to be fun. Y'all should come and join us. You know, I've been thinking about quitting. I've been doing this show, Right Edition, for a long time, and I'm old. In August of this year, I'm going to be 74 years old, but I'm healthy. Recently went to a doctor, and he said, there's nothing wrong with you. You don't take pills, you run, Yeah. I think you're okay, but I'm still 74. I know that because every morning my wife shows me our bank statement and shows me my birth certificate and says, why are you doing all of this? But you know what? When I think about quitting, all I do is read the news or go out and talk to some left-wing wacko, and I get all fired up. There's so much material to work with. I gotta keep doing this because I can't quit. Ah! So you have to put up with me for a while yet. Just sharing with you. In Canada, the CBC, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, it's owned by the government, it loses, they say, about $1.2 billion a year. Probably it's $2 billion a year if you factor in all the other things. It's a bad network. It's not needed. It should be closed. Some politicians talk about, hey, let's defund it. Defund it, nothing. Get rid of it. Now they've hired seven media experts. I'd like to meet a media expert. I've never met one. These people have been selected to help modernize CBC. Modernize? You want to modernize it? Get rid of it. Sell it. Close it. Whatever. I mean, it's a stupid place and shouldn't be allowed to exist. There are creatures that live and do not have a brain. Right? This is true. They have a nerve which allows them to move and appear live, but they have no mind. They can't think. Clams, coral, oysters, starfish, jellyfish, earthworms, leeches, liberals. Follow the science. All these creatures do not have a mind. Just saying. Campus, are you keeping up? I got stuff. Are you still hung up with the Dallas boobity boom boom boom? Make sure you come. I look forward to seeing you there. But campus is back to that. Campuses, you got people riding and they're doing all these things, right? Let's switch the word Jew with black and see what the media does then. Okay, you got that? So let's not say Jew anymore. Down with Jews, let's say down with blacks. Don't say down with whites because you get the same reactions you do with Jews. So do something, you know, that will cause emotion. It's craziness. Are you getting it? That's kind of the media. The CBC would do well with something like that. Now, I got more things to say about craziness and left-wing craziness. San Francisco, that alone, just that name, kind of, you know what's coming. There's more crazy coming. They have spent over $20 million with homeless alcoholics by providing free alcohol. And of course, they also get free drugs, and so many cities now are trying that. Many have tried it and finally have stepped back and said, oops, this doesn't work so much. So they've stopped doing it. But in San Francisco now, they have an additional $5 million program going out. And how can this help? You go to somebody who has no home and he's an alcoholic, he's drinking all the time, and you give him more booze. Does this help? Is this recovery? The people that work for San Francisco, the politicians, I don't think they could ever recover. I dumbest forever. Bah. Lastly, I got something here for the last. My phone, everyone's phone, you know, dances and vibrates when governments have something to say, but you know, some alert or something. But this one really caught me. This is my Canadian phone. I'm in Canada now as we speak. Emergency alert. This is a test of the National Public Altering System by the Government of Canada. No action is required. If this was an actual emergency, you would now have instructions to protect yourself and your family. They can protect me. The Government of Canada can lead me out of the wilderness. I don't think so. Somehow or another, that struck me as odd. I'm here to help. Dangerous words, particularly to come from the government. They can't help themselves. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.